Rodriguez. Protesters in Tel Aviv demanding the Israeli government put the release of hostages at the top of the agenda in the war with Hamas. The head of Hamas says his group is close to a truce agreement with Israel that would pave the way for the release of both hostages and Hamas prisoners in Israel. The BBC's Nick Beek.
What's interesting is that this optimism that comes out of Qatar is sort of echoed by what the officials in Israel have been saying and also what the American officials have been saying. So we're certainly not at a point where a deal has been announced, but there are signs of optimism.
Here in the U.S., travelers are crowding into airports this Thanksgiving week. These women lined up for flights at Chicago's O'Hare.
A little less crowded and a little cheaper flight.
I was worried that if I came Wednesday, it would be extremely busy.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Newark International.
The FAA expects to be staffed appropriately. You know, staffing has been an issue at ATC and the airlines in the recovery from the pandemic. Airlines have hired tens of thousands of employees. Air traffic control staffing has improved, but they would even acknowledge it's not where it needs to be big picture. But this is an all hands on deck period.
The military says all nine people aboard a plane that overshot a runway in Hawaii and splashed into a bay came away uninjured. A Marine Corps spokesman says it was raining heavily during the training mission. Police near Colorado Springs are searching for a suspect in a shooting that left three people dead and one other person in critical condition. Custer County Sheriff Rich Smith.
We have a very good lead on where he is right now. Okay. In fact, literally right as I walked up, I was getting a text from the local chief of police that's handling it.
Investigators believe the five had been arguing over property lines. New study finds people who did what they were told during COVID lockdowns came away the worst for wear.
The Welsh researchers found the people who adhered most strictly to the lockdown rules were the most likely to continue to suffer depression and anxiety today, possibly because their own empathy and concern for the greater good made them more vulnerable to both conditions. Those people who defied the lockdown rules were least likely to suffer lasting effects. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A familiar face was back on CBS's Late Show.
Please welcome back to the Ed Sullivan Theater, Mr. David Letterman.
Letterman returned for the first time since he handed over the reins to Stephen Colbert 8 years ago. He noticed things had changed on set.
It's like a mall. It's unbelievable. It's like Rodeo Drive. Ladies and gentlemen, this is television of the future.
Before the show was over, he jumped right back behind the desk. S&P futures down 5. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican proposal to cut state income taxes by $2 billion and to expand a tax credits parents use to pay for childcare. The GOP bill was put forward after Republicans rejected Evers' proposed billion-dollar boost to workforce programs and childcare. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel was on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Black Friday is fast approaching, and it's one of the busiest shopping days of the year. The Better Business Bureau has tips for small businesses on ways to cash in on this major shopping day. 75% of customers say free shipping is a key influence when they make their purchases online during Black Friday. 68% of Black Friday shoppers are aged 18 to 24, and 73% of online shopping is done on a smartphone. E-commerce sales are expected to grow 11% this year, and Cyber Monday will likely outperform Black Friday. Not all shopping is done online. Brick-and-mortar retail should grow about 3% this year. The return to in-person shopping contributed to over 80% of all spending last year. Small Business Saturday is this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. The Stevens Point Fire Department will conduct a live fire training this Saturday on Highway HH. Large amounts of smoke will be present, but present no danger to the public. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. It's a short week, so we're going to have some fun, get a bunch of things jam-packed in here for you, tell you about our schedule for the week, and plenty more. And we're giving away a turkey.
What? A turkey?
Boom! Just threw that out there. Just throwing
the
it out there.
The whole thing?
We're not even a minute into the show. We're giving away a whole turkey. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. Hot diggity.
That's right. Our great friends over at the West Grand IGA got too many turkeys. They got too many.
All right.
So we're doing a shotgun turkey giveaway, Melissa. We are giving one away today. Yes, yes. Quick giveaway. Quick shot.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So we'll be doing that today. Be listening for that. We've got a 12, 15-pound bird that we're going to give away from our friends at the West Grand IGA. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool of them. We got plenty more to talk about as well, but let's talk with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center right now. Good morning over there.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
Going well. How about you all there?
Doing good.
The sun is bright. It's shining.
Yeah, got some pretty fair blue skies out there. A little bit of clouds, but nothing too bad. How's it looking for this holiday week, Paul?
Yeah, still looking pretty quiet going forward now. And yeah, after some of that precip we saw at this latest system now, settled into a dry pattern through the end of the holiday week. And even the weekend looking pretty dry. If we see anything, maybe some snow showers building our way towards late Saturday night, Sunday, but nothing more than just a little bit of light snow in that extended outlook. And colder temps starting to move in as we get into Thanksgiving itself. Still pretty mild today, though, with that sunny break, and some clouds still hanging out over us here at times. Highs about 44, north wind 10 to 15. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, mid-20s, and then a mix of clouds and sun Wednesday. Still on the mild side here with some highs in the mid-40s. West winds 10 to 15. 26 Wednesday night. Cold front comes through, dropping our highs back down. Through the end of the week, mid-30s, Thanksgiving, partly sunny. Northwest winds 10 to 15. Upper teens to around 20 on Thanksgiving night. And then 31, partly sunny. And to Friday, some more highs around 32 with some breaks of sun Saturday. Perhaps some snow showers or flurries hanging around as we get towards Sunday. But all in all, still quiet through the end of the weekend.
Not bad. Not bad. Looking forward to it, Paul. Thank you so much for the forecast. How was your
weekend? Sounds like a pretty decent.
We didn't get to catch up with you. How was your weekend, Paul?
It was good. Had some time off kind of around the weekend. So nice. I was able to, my wife and I were able to get our Christmas decorating done.
It was warm.
Nice. Yeah, very smart. Very smart, Paul. Very cool. We appreciate you. We'll get people ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow, Paul.
All right, sounds good.
Have a good one.
You guys do.
Best in the business. Thanks, right, Paul. There, our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
You know, and he was smart. Obviously, the weatherman would get the decorating done while it was good weather.
Yeah. So it's a good... learn from our weather people. Yes.
Yes. Follow their example.
We're going to talk turkey and give away a turkey today.
Turkey.
We got that coming up for you. And after Melissa's news, we're going to get into an interesting topic she sent over. I'm looking forward to this. How would you preview this, Melissa?
Can you visualize things in your mind?
There you go. Yeah.
If I say... picture a square that's purple. Can you do it?
It's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to this. That's going to be a fun topic. 9 o'clock hour, we will have some fun. We're going to get a little entertainment news in there for you. And actually, just a little bit of entertainment news, because I want to, we'll talk a little Dolly Parton. We got that for you. We teased that over on the Sunrise Show. But I also found an interesting one, Melissa, a study about how music impacts our holiday shopping. I thought that'd be fun to get into, so we'll go into that a little bit.
Good.
We got some other fun topics for us. We'll see what we got time for in the 9 o'clock hour, because we got a lot to do. We want to get into our schedule around here as well.
Lots to do. Let's get it all in.
For now, let's kick things off here. It's Thanksgiving week, and the chances are you have already been Googling a lot of holiday-related nonsense, like how to make Thanksgiving food or how to uninvite Uncle Rick. just kidding about that. Google Trends has released some data on what people have been Googling so far, and here are a few highlights. Let's take a side note here. I love the idea of somebody out there listening and they don't know what a search engine is or anything. And when we say Googling something, where their mind must go.
Right. Big eye. I picture big cartoon eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people want recipes for potato dishes, but some things are more popular in certain states compared to others. Many states like au gratin, I can never think how to say it. Au gratin potatoes, cheesy potatoes, mashed or smashed potatoes, various potato soups, and baked potatoes.
Okay.
And then there's
potato soup.
I haven't heard of that one before. Yeah.
Well, I mean, for at Thanksgiving time, no, not really. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the special states. California is looking for potato tacos.
Potato tacos.
I'm intrigued okay. by that.
I mean, taco anything, I try it.
Maine is Googling potato donuts.
Potato donuts. That, all right.
That just
a different version of lefse?
I don't know, but I am intrigued by that as well. I'd be interested in that. Georgia is cooking the Irish dish colcannon. Which is usually potatoes and cabbage.
And those are good together.
And Tennessee is planning on whipping up some potato candy.
Potato candy.
Yes, and I had to look this one up. Grandma's potato candy. It's also called peanut butter pinwheels. It's a classic recipe that only requires a small amount of ingredients and a cherished treat.
Okay. I mean, if you add peanut butter to it, you're not going to taste potato.
Probably not, I guess.
So I think it would work.
I feel like Grandma doesn't know the definition of candy, though. This does not sound like candy. This is not a joke. I'm just everybody's got a different impression of what candy is.
And I mean, perhaps it replaces the flour or you know other binding agent in there, and it becomes gluten free.
Interesting. You can find this recipe for the Grandma's potato candy recipe at thecountrycook.net. Thecountrycook.net.
Okay.
Let's see here. Pies.
I'll look it up later.
Pies. Pies are also a common Google search. Many states are looking for normal varieties like cherry, apple, pumpkin, pecan, and sweet potato pie. Actually, that's all Seth's browser history. I'm so sorry, everybody. I apologize. I thought that was us. It's just Seth. And then there's the special states. Oregon is looking for tamale pie.
Ooh. Okay. I wonder if that one's savory.
Pennsylvania has shoe fly pie on the menu.
Shoe fly pie.
Yeah, I haven't heard that in forever. Shoe fly pie has a couple of different like ways of making it, from what I understand.
I have never, like, outside of the nursery rhyme, really heard of it.
So looking at just a quick recipe, shoe fly pie is made of brown sugar and molasses, as well as flour, eggs, butter, and the other basic ingredients you'd find in a crumb cake pie.
So it's kind of similar to like a pecan pie.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. With a lot of brown sugar. Okay.
The molasses part is interesting. Yeah, I'd definitely try that. Yeah. I'd definitely try that. If anything, I want to be able to order it. Yes, I'd like some shoe fly pie. Shoe fly pie.
Yeah, I want to order it somewhere.
Just be able to say that. Just it sounds
apparently
fun to say.
We have to go out east, right? Is that where you said it was?
Yes. That's what I'm seeing at least. Louisiana is making Mississippi mud pie.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Chocolate, and more chocolate.
Of course, if you are in Mississippi, just call it chocolate pie. They don't like it, Mississippi mud pie. They don't call it. Yeah, I don't know. Nebraska is really mixing things up with Frito chili pie.
Okay.
Interesting. And the top questions people are asking Google include, how many pounds of potatoes per person for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
When to thaw the turkey for Thanksgiving? and why do we eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
That's another good question.
That's a good question. That's a good one. I think that's
because it wasn't on the original Thanksgiving table.
Well, they didn't have bacon double cheeseburgers. They did. That's why they didn't have bacon double cheeseburgers. And lasagna would take too long. That's why.
I don't know. Lasagna's good though.
It is really. It's worth it. It's worth the wait.
If I could eat it.
Many, there's no really, no, not a ton of reasons. Turkeys at the time and still today were raised as meat birds, and they were a product that they had a lot of. Many opted to put a turkey on the table instead of slaughtering a useful animal like a hen or a cow that was producing other needed products.
Uh-huh.
Turkeys didn't do too much else other than turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, they don't. Man, if only, man, Thanksgiving could have been completely different if turkeys could just pull a plow. Like, it might be a whole different thing. My poor turkeys. We should have found a job for them. They might have had a different outcome. I think that's an actually interesting question, though. I hadn't really thought mm-hmm. much about that.
And it didn't become widely popular until the mid-19th century.
Mm-hmm. That part is really fascinating too, Melissa. Huh, mm-hmm. Interesting. Another top trending Thanksgiving question over the past week is how to watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, where you can watch it. Cool. Mm-hmm.
And if you were wondering, we've got that information for you in our entertainment section.
All right. Yeah, that'll stick be coming, around for that.
Yeah, that'll be coming up in a little bit. Another top trending Thanksgiving yet another popular thing was searching query was what time does Black Friday start?
Oh, okay.
It already started. It's already going on currently.
Like, yeah, no. It's not something I really care about, but, you know, for those who do.
Oh, I don't care one second about it, Melissa, but it is like in my face 24/7, whether it's on my laptop or on the TV or wherever. It's like, we've already, unlike other businesses, we've already started our Black Friday deals. No, everybody is doing the same thing. That is every business now doing that. Everybody is.
You just start early, because why not?
On a related note, searches for is Cyber Monday still a thing are up 350%. That's incredible. That's insane. And yes, it is. It's still a thing. Do we still have money in our... Yeah, okay. So yes, it's still a thing. overall, Texas has been the state with the most Thanksgiving-related searches so far, which makes sense. Everything is bigger in Texas, and now that includes their search histories.
Search engine.
Of all dishes, people are searching for green bean casserole the most, which suggests that that's the one we never make unless it's Thanksgiving, possibly. That could mean that.
Could mean that. Hmm. Or it's just a Midwest thing, mm-hmm. and people are trying to jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
That was something my mom made that year-round because we loved it.
Mm.
But she made it meatless. Hers was basically just green beans, homemade canned green beans, a can of Campbell's soup, usually cream of mushroom, sometimes cream of celery, and then she'd cover the top with tater tots. Very simple.
What questions are you searching for out there? Let us know. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation and let us know what you're searching.
Or share your favorite Thanksgiving recipe.
Yes.
Then you don't have to search for it.
Yes. Share it with the class, everybody. Whatever you got out there, share it with everybody. And don't bring enough unless you got enough for everybody.
How do you make your green bean casserole?
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And keep in mind that phone number is going to come in handy because not only can you use it to call us up with your birthdays and anniversaries during Misty's Menu celebration coming up, but you can also win a turkey.
Turkey, turkey!
We got a shotgun turkey we're giving away here. Got to give it away right today. Before the end of the show, we have to get this turkey into people's hands. So be listening for that opportunity coming up.
Shotgun
got a 12,
turkey.
15-pound bird. I've just been calling it that because it's a quick giveaway.
Got it. Okay. I was trying to figure out, is somebody married? Is somebody pregnant? Is the turkey pregnant? Like, I'm very confused.
Traditionally,
here.
It always meant, you know, a quick thing. Like, something quick or something happy. You know,
if somebody shot the turkey with a shotgun, I don't want it.
It's becoming misleading. I'm just going to give it. I'm just going to call it a turkey giveaway.
I like it. I like it. We got to keep it. Shotgun turkey.
This is what happens when you let the creatives in control of these things. Okay. I'm not just going to say turkey giveaway. No, I've got to put a little pop and circumstance to it.
Right.
You got to get add to it. Yeah. Big thank you to our friends at the West Grand IGA. Visit them for all your Thanksgiving needs. They're at 1021 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Come back. We're doing some celebrating. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrate your loved ones at the annual tree lighting ceremony with Lights of Love at Aspirus Riverview Hospital, November 28th. Since 2001, this community tradition supports our area's greatest health needs. You can purchase lights on the tree in honor or memory of your loved ones. All proceeds support initiatives including substance abuse, behavioral mental health, food systems, and cancer. WFHR will broadcast live on location at 410 Dewey Street starting at 5:30 p.m. on November 28th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 44 today, under mainly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy, highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
It's time to do some celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
With our good friends over at Misty's Menu, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week. Over at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us. Get on over there. Let them know it's your birthday. Get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that they are closed on Wednesdays for the time being, but they will be back up and running, well, probably not this Thursday, but maybe Friday. Maybe Friday. They will be back going on Friday, so be sure to join them then if you can't get over there today. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, you can call up during the show here.
Yes, you can. 715-424-2600.
Yeah. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, go ahead and push that one button and boom, you can get right to us. Keep that in mind, too, because that might come in handy with this turkey giveaway that we're doing in just a little bit with our friends from West Grand Avenue IGA.
Yes, indeed.
Let us dive into the birthdays, Melissa, and we have four of them today.
Four.
I like it. Give me a number 1 through 4.
Well, I got to pick 4.
Nicely done. That gives us our qualifiers. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to, these are all birthdays. So we want to wish a happy birthday to Rosemary.
Ooh, happy birthday, Rosemary.
We wish you a great day. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Wish a happy birthday to Thomas Moore.
Oh, happy birthday, Thomas.
I hope it's a good day to you, Thomas. Enjoy. We wish a very happy birthday as well to Julie Ray Zynga.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Julie's awesome. She's in the Illinois area, in the Chicago area. She's a singer, musician down there, incredibly talented. Very, very talented.
Well, happy, happy birthday.
Ooh. And I believe her and her husband just had a little baby girl, too. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations.
It's going to be fun having the birthday close to moms. That's going to be, they're going to like that. They're going to like that.
Oh, yeah.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Naomi Booth.
Happy birthday, Naomi.
A wonderful human being, wonderful mom, Naomi, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you.
Yeah, get over and get some free pie from Misty's.
Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, on tomorrow we'll do all the birthdays for November 22nd through the 26th due to our Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah, that's going to be a great segment.
Quick reminder to everybody out there that our offices will be closed on Thursday and Friday this week. We'll tell you about our content that we'll have in our morning shows. We've got some really good stuff lined up for you, a great lineup for you. We'll get into that in a little bit. For now, let's take a look at our celebrity list. And first up, we have Megan and Liz. They're 31. They're a country pop duo whose careers kind of stalled a little bit when their label shut down. But they've been releasing music since 2018, so they're looking to get back out there and stuff.
Oh, okay. Pop duo.
And Carly Rae Jepsen, speaking of pop, is 38.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It's Call Me Maybe. Over 1.5 billion views.
Canadian singer, songwriter, musician.
Yeah, her being 38 threw me, though. Like, wow.
A little bit. Yeah.
Jenna Malone is 39. Johanna in The Hunger Games. She was also, did a great job in Donnie Darko with Jake Gyllenhaal. And she was in the movie The Ruins. Great actor. Good actor. I really like her. Very, very solid actor.
Yeah. No, I like her, too. And I'm trying to remember Pride and Prejudice.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Okay. That's where I recognize her from.
I like her work a lot. She's got one of those faces, too, that she doesn't have to do a lot to give it her expressions and her feelings across. She's a very good actor with her
very
facial expressions.
Very expressive facial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rain Phoenix is 51, sister of Joaquin and the late River Phoenix. Michael Strahan is 52. Michael Strahan has 9,000 jobs. This is what he did, and this is what you see a lot of athletes do. He retired from one job and playing football for a living, and now he is a GMA host. He's got a couple of other gigs he does.
A journalist, a TV personality.
Yeah, he's all over the map. He's held the NFL record for most sacks in a season since 2001. TJ Watt, I believe, tied that, though. I'm not sure, but I believe he did.
I wouldn't know.
A toss-up, my two favorite players growing up, favorite baseball players growing up, I would say Ricky Henderson and Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey Jr., the kid, is 54 today. Retired Major League Baseball slugger, one of the best athletes any of us will ever see, and easily one of the greatest outfielders any of us will ever see. You don't have to care about sports, Melissa. You watch, you pull up Ken Griffey Jr. highlights, and you are going to see some of the most amazing things you've ever seen a human body do to catch a baseball.
Well, I do know that he was my brother and most of the boys that I went to school with, that was also their favorite baseball player.
Yeah. It's hard not to.
I recognize the name.
Yeah. It was hard not to. Just one of those greats. And one of the best baseball cards of all time, too, his rookie card. My dad and I both have a copy, just because we love the card so much. Troy Aikman is 57, three-time Super Bowl champion, current NFL commentator for, Monday Night Football. Yes.
Okay.
Bjork is 58.
Really?
Yeah. Bjork in Icelandic means a birch tree. And I don't know why.
I did not know that.
But that's so fitting. That's so perfect. Human behavior, big time sensuality. Bjork, great singer, songwriter. Also one of those artists where her voice also makes a great instrument. Like if she's just making noises and stuff. The band Depeche Mode used her voice as a background to one of their songs. And it's so good, so seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere, she has a swan dress that is sitting in her closet. just waiting for another opportunity to wear it.
She's got a lot of interesting styles and things that she's worn.
Yeah. There's not a lot of opportunities to wear a swan dress. You know, you got to really wait for the right opportunity.
It's got to be the perfect opportunity, yes.
The great, the legend, the wonderful Goldie Hawn is 78 years young today.
Really?
My God.
Oh, I like Goldie Hawn.
Top two, three first crushes I had in this world, and still to this day, love and adore that woman.
Yes. I watch Overboard every time that I see it's on. I'm like, watching this now.
Loved her in Goldie. Loved her in Wildcats. As a kid on WGN, they played a handful of movies all the time, like back to back to back. And Wildcats and Private Benjamin.
Private Benjamin. That's the other one.
Yep.
And then, of course, Bird on a Wire is also a good one.
Another great one. Death Becomes Her, though. Is the one that I always like.
I've never seen that, but I see the cover, you know, where the guy's holding the candlestick through the middle of the woman.
Meryl Streep, Bruce Willis, Goldie Hawn. That's all I've got to tell you. Oh, Isabella Rossellini is also in it.
And you want to see it.
Oh my God, is it a good movie? Like, I haven't seen it in ages, but I believe that one still holds up. That is a darn good movie.
She's got so many good movies. Yeah,
she's an icon. I love her. Let's see. Marlo Thomas is 86. That Girl, of course, famous from That Girl. And she was Rachel's mom on Friends, apparently.
Oh, I don't know if that I'm... Marlo Thomas.
Yeah. Long time actor. Yeah. She's got a handful of things to her credit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And lots of Christmas movies, it looks like.
She was in Bonanza. She actually was in Ocean's 8, I believe, too, I think. She had a couple of movies that she was in modern times-wise. Then some people no longer with us. Like one of the greatest voices ever, Dr. John, born on this day in 1941. New Orleans original, whose biggest hits, Right Place, Wrong Time. I was in the right place, but I'm in the wrong time.
Nice.
Dr. John, one of the greater voices in blues and jazz history. And one of those guys that when it was during Katrina and through some other tragedies in New Orleans area, along with like Harry Connick Jr. and a lot of artists from that area, really showing what it means to remember your roots, really doing a lot to help families and do a lot of good over there.
Good. That's good.
One of the biggest influences I'll ever have, Harold Ramis, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2014. Writer, director of just a couple of things. Caddyshack, Groundhog Day, co-writer of Animal House, Stripes, Back to School, Meatballs, co-writer and creator of Ghostbusters, also starred in Ghostbusters. youngsters would recognize him as Seth Rogen's dad in Knocked Up, or the dad of Seth Rogen's dad in Knocked Up. I loved Harold Ramis. I looked up to him so very much, and there's a wonderful Second City. When he passed away, Second City created a scholarship and a school for him. Out of his work and everything, because he worked very closely with Second City, along with Ivan Reitman and a couple of other Chicagoans. Big influence, though. Loved Harold Ramis. I'm just thinking, some of the lines in Ghostbusters that he has are just so simple, and they're throwaway lines, but they're hilarious because of him.
Well, and he had such a dry delivery, too, that was so perfect.
Very, very, yes. And Stan the Man Musial, born on this day in 1920, passed away in 2013. One of baseball's greatest hitters.
Oh, okay. I'm like, why do I don't know that. Baseball. Got it.
Also, one of the best nicknames in baseball, Stan the Man Musial. I mean, that's a great nickname. we've got a call coming in. Let's take it. Good morning. What's on your mind? Well, please feel free to call back, 424-2600, 424-2600. Although, thank you, Melissa and I are really good at what we do. Thank you very much for that. That was very nice of you. Nobody else heard that? Nobody else heard? Okay, all right. We send a big thank you and shout out to our friends over at Misty's Menu for sponsoring the segment. Thank you so much, Misty's. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there.
They're open 6 days a week right now, 6 to 2.
Yep, 9041 State Highway 13 south of Wisconsin Rapids. Get on over there, everybody, and celebrate with our friends at Misty's. And we encourage everybody that celebrated a birthday today to enjoy. Have a great one.
Yes, happy birthday. And congratulations to our qualifier.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, can you see and envision what we're talking about?
Yes.
It's all coming up on the morning show after state and local news. WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. As people gear up for Thanksgiving Day travel, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation urges travelers to watch their speed, focus on the road, and expect company on major interstates and highways across the state. AAA estimates more than 960,000 people will be driving to their destinations this weekend. Peak travel times tomorrow are between 2 and 6 p.m. and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Leaders in Wisconsin are condemning the neo-Nazi demonstration that took place in downtown Madison on Saturday. Police say the group of about 20 walked up State Street to the Capitol and ended up at James Madison Park. There were no reports of violence. Governor Evers, local lawmakers, and University of Wisconsin Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin were among those issuing statements. Evers said neo-Nazis, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy have no home in Wisconsin. He went on to call their rhetoric repulsive and disgusting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th. You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City
Services. What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches.
Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 44 today, under mainly cloudy skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy, highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James with you. Couple of smooth criminals.
That's us.
Don't know what crimes we'd be committing, but maybe a crime against bad jokes. That's probably about it.
That's probably what
I'm
we do.
I'm very guilty of that one. Very guilty. Throw away the key.
Yes, indeed.
What research says about the way we see and the way that we envision things, Melissa? That's kind of where we're going with this next topic.
Yeah. So how many of you just pictured Michael Jackson in your mind when you hear that song? Mm. So that's kind of the topic that we're going to delve into now. This is a phenomenon known as aphantasia, and it pertains to the people who cannot picture or visualize something in your mind. Mm. So this is actually fairly newer that it's gotten its name. Mm. But it's been a known phenomenon since the 1800s. Mm. So if I asked you, James, to picture a blue circle in your mind, or a green square, or the sun, or your mother's face, those are the kind of the questions that they ask of people to find out if they have what is called aphantasia. Hmm. And if you cannot, you're one of about 2% of the population who cannot. But surprisingly, that when I read the statistic, I thought, wow, 2%, that's not very many. But in the U.S., that's about as many as people who are named John.
Wow. Wow, that's a pretty impressive stat. That's a kind of a cool stat, too, to actually.
It's a cool stat because it's like, well, wait, I know a lot of Johns.
Yeah. Very interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. So when people are go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I was having a hard time doing it. The examples you gave, I was closing my eyes and trying to do it, and I was having a little, they were very foggy. They were not mm-hmm. very clear.
Well, and that's the thing. There are levels of this. Mm. So some people can visualize very vividly, and some it's a little foggy. There's actually a test that you can take on aphantasia.com, and they ask you specific questions about how well you can picture different elements of the same picture. Like visualize a lake. How well defined are the trees? How well-defined can you see, visualize a wind blowing through the trees and reflecting off the water? So it gets pretty detailed in trying to understand your level of visualization in your own brain. Mm. But there was a very interesting, and I didn't actually get to it and read it, but I read about it, a man named Blake Ross, who actually developed the search engine Firefox. Because he can't do that. He can't visualize anything in his mind. And he wrote up a funny like editorial about it, thinking that, you know, some people, that mental imagery is just an expression. But for some people, no, there is nothing. It's just black. So now there's different reasons why this happens. It can happen for some after a traumatic brain injury or a stroke or something along those lines. But for some, it's congenital aphantasia, meaning from birth. Let me see if I can find where I had that here.
That is pretty fascinating. Whenever you can, whenever these things get, that can develop, like we don't even know they happened. You know, the little bit of research I was able to do in looking into this, just because I was curious, because I feel like I might be one of the people struggling with this. I was looking into it, and sure enough, concussions can be quite a cause of this. And I had quite a few of those growing up.
Yep, and that can cause the lessening of your ability to do that. So their definition of this, it's a mysterious neurological condition whereby people are unable to visualize things in their head. But the research into this is not, you know, there's not a lot of research into it to explain why it happens. Yeah, they're really just starting to get into it. And it's complex and it varies from people to people. So
what about
explanation it can happen during childbirth.
What about I'm sorry, Melissa, I keep cutting into
that's
you.
That's okay. No, sorry. Go ahead.
I got excited with a question and I just what about with for dreams? Because I do think I might be one of the people struggling with this. I don't have this in as bad as it might be for some, but when I'm visualizing things, they tend to be kind of almost like watercoloring. Like they're
yep,
kind of
so like blurry outline.
Yeah, yeah, and a little more spread out, not a lot of definition and everything. My dreams tend to be very realistic, and boring. I feel like I use all my imagination in my awake time, and by the time I'm asleep, there's like nothing left, and it's just so we're gonna make toast today. It's like, oh great, we're making toast in my dream. That's great. Does this affect people's dreams at all?
Well, according to this research, if you're able to visualize even blurry anything in your brain, you don't have aphantasia.
Okay.
Because it's people who try to picture something and see nothing, just see complete blank. But people who do have it, some of them can dream. So it doesn't necessarily affect dream. And people with aphantasia can also have visual memory recall, where you remember something, but you don't remember it as a picture. You maybe remember it as words. Like, I ask you to picture an apple, and instead of visualizing an apple that has colors, you would think, I'm picturing an apple. It is green. It has a stem. You know, like you're visualizing the words and speaking them in your brain as opposed to the actual picture. But I personally know someone who has, as you know, undiagnosed, obviously, but who has told me that they cannot picture something at all. When I ask them to picture something, they can't. But they do dream. And they dream, but it's mostly in black and white. They have occasionally seen, told me later, I had a dream last night. Yeah, it was boring, but the couch was yellow.
Interesting. Interesting.
Right? So a couple key facts here that I wanted to delve into. Aphantasics can describe objects and people they know but cannot mentally visualize them. And they can perceive elements of reality and remember what they've seen, suggesting they might rely on non-visual cognitive strategies, like I was saying with the, talking out the words in their mind as opposed to picturing a visual object.
Yeah.
But one of the really cool things about this and what they are able to do with this research is this may be able to help people who have suffered from traumatic brain injuries or PTSD. And so they're hoping that by doing this research data collection method with an online questionnaire, helps them to understand how visual mental imagery works. So future studies could reveal the neural mechanisms underlying these observations and ultimately help them understand the visualization deficits specific to, for instance, stroke patients who, after they have a stroke, lose the ability to visualize things in their brains.
Wow.
So they're hoping to develop interventional tools for certain psychiatric illnesses, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, which is characterized by the eruption of images from traumatic memories. And if they could rid patients of these intrusive mental images, it would greatly promote their recovery.
Wow.
And so this 2% of the population could help fix some of these problems for so many others.
Man, just let that sit there for a second.
Yeah.
That's pretty dang cool.
that is cool.
That is really, really amazing, especially if you think about when we're first diving into this topic, not just us, but researchers and scientists and everything. They're looking at it as, okay, well, this is something that is, you know, kind of giving people the shorthand on some things. And maybe there's a way we can help that. And here we find a way to help something else through it.
Right.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And another thing to note, this doesn't mean that people who have this, I don't want to call it a condition, but who have aphantasia, they're not, you know, any less smart or any less, you know, of an IQ.
Creative just, or anything. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They just have a blind inner eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it they have to process things differently. They have to find workarounds. But they you know, most people who have it don't realize it until they're older.
Yeah, yeah.
Because for them, that's just how their brain works.
Statistically, we know that a lot of people in our day-to-day lives probably have this. And statistically as well, a lot of creatives out there in the world of popular music, of movies, TV, and all this probably are struggling with this. So we know that it doesn't hold you back necessarily creatively or any other ways or anything. It's just one of those things.
Well-known Glenn Keane, who you may not know the name, but he was the main animator for Ariel and the Little Mermaid and the adult Tarzan.
Wow.
He was reportedly had aphantasia.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Perfect example right there. Yeah. Yeah. that's really a fascinating article, Melissa. It's really interesting.
It's a fascinating topic.
And it's something that as much as I overthink almost everything, I have not overthought this one. I did not know much about this. I really appreciate you bringing it to us.
Well, and if you go and take that quiz too, it will, you can do the assessment and see, I actually have hyperphantasia.
Hmm.
So I can visualize things to the level of like watching a high definition movie in my brain.
Hmm. Interesting.
Scenes and colors and feelings that are almost so real, which is why sometimes we talk about my dreams on air because they're absolutely ridiculous.
Right, right. that makes a lot of sense. Everything's adding up now. Everything's coming together.
Yep. Now you understand. My brain is chaos.
If you're curious about taking this test or researching the topic more or anything like that, we encourage you to do so. You can go to mindbodygreen.com, mindbodygreen.com. You will find the article right there.
Yep, or you can link that links you to where the test is at aphantasia.com, and that's aphantasia.com.
Really interesting article. I don't think that's the last time we're going to be talking about that. I think that one's going to come up again, Melissa. That's a pretty good one. We're going to take a break. When we come back, why you should never put your suitcase on the bed.
On the bed.
Never.
Okay.
Never do it.
Don't do it.
But we'll tell you why in a minute. Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 24 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 43 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. That's what friends are for. Morning shows. They're yes. for friends.
We're your friends.
We're your friends. We'll be your friend. Not in a desperate way or anything. I mean, we won't bug you all the time. We're not going to text you every 5 minutes, but we will be friends with you. We will be. We are going to give away a turkey from our friends at the West Grand Avenue IGA coming up today. Be listening for that, everybody. We got a 12, 15-pound bird that's just waiting to come home with you. We're going to be giving that away in just a few. Be listening for that.
Don't make friends with it, though.
No, no. I did that when I was a kid. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. No. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, and you know a lot of us are, of course. In fact, I just saw, I didn't get to read the article, just bookmarked it so I could check it out a little bit later. Our friends at WPR, Wisconsin Public Radio, have a great article about Wisconsin could see one of the busiest Thanksgivings on record for this holiday travel.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking at a lot of that this week. So there's going to be a lot of people traveling. But we encourage you, please, if you're about to do it, don't do it. Don't ever put your suitcase on the bed. Don't do it. Stop. Wait.
Okay.
Now we're going to tell you why. Okay. Because your suitcase is way filthier than you might think. You wheel it around through airports, including the airport bathroom for a carry-on. You wheel it around outside where it's picked up, picking up dirt and traces of other things that you might not want me to mention on the air. If you don't believe it, take a Clorox wipe to your suitcase wheels right now. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about, don't you?
And then you'll be like, ugh.
And you don't want all the bacteria from your bag getting on the bed, even if it's a hotel bed. Those germs can get mixed up in the sheets. Plus, if it's a hotel bed, there's a chance bed bugs could latch onto your suitcase as well. So keep your
and then you bring them home.
So keep your bag on the ground or on the luggage rack.
That's what they're there for. Most hotels have them.
Yeah. And while we use those to like throw our jacket or like throw, you know, clothes or whatever, like that's what they're for. Put the suitcase there, everybody.
Suitcase goes there. Yep.
I've done a lot of traveling in my life, and I give a lot of credit to my relatives and the people in my life that have always told me to do this. I've just never really put it on the bed. I'm sure I have at certain points. Like,
yeah, because you're like, I don't want to reach down to the floor. Bed's closer.
Well,
it's easy.
Even when I'm staying at some, like, you're not staying at a hotel. You're staying at a friend or a relative's house or something like that. You don't think about these things. But even there, I think that it's important to do that. And I will say, as a little bit of a side note, one of the hotels, I don't know if a lot of hotels do this or even the legality of it, but one of the hotels I worked at in California is a ritzy hotel. A client, we had a whole floor blocked off because of bed bugs.
Oof.
It got cleaned, worked out. A month later, a couple weeks later, we open up the floor. Somebody went into there, used the facility, everything. They brought bed bugs with them.
Oh no! Again.
Yeah, I left the hotel before I ever heard what happened with this. But the hotel was filing charges against them for this. And I don't know what happened with that.
That would have been hard to prove.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine that ended well for either party, though.
No.
I mean, even if you don't get charged with it, you're still going to have to deal with court fees and an attorney and all this stuff. I mean, just keep the suitcase on the floor. Just keep it on the floor. Keep it on the
And don't travel to Paris right now because France is having a bed bug infestation.
Really?
And I haven't heard anything about. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about it for a while. But a couple weeks back, they were talking about how bad it was.
Ooh, they got to get that taken care of quick. They got this little thing called the Olympics coming up here just a couple of months. Going to have quite a few people.
They're really hard to eradicate.
You ain't kidding. I had no idea until I was in that industry how hard that could be not only get rid of, but for how much the workers have to get covered up.
What
and
you have to go through. And if you've seen, I've heard horror stories of bad infestations when I worked at Fort McCoy in the military academy because they bring them in from the field, with everything they have to do living out in. During training out in the field and then they come back. It's not like anybody's fault necessarily.
No.
it happens.
Bed bugs don't care much about things. They just want to latch onto you. They don't really
and propagate. That's what they do.
I had an interesting one here that I wanted to make sure that we had time to get to, but of course it is gone now. Where did it go? Yeah, darn it. That ain't right. I just had it.
It was just there. We can go back to talking about the agenda of bed bugs because they have one. It's called Invade.
yes. they definitely do. They have their way of doing things, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're talking about, travel and everything, what about things to do on a flight? Ways to burn time on a flight.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to be...
I always bring a book.
Someone polled 2,000 Americans who travel overseas a lot and asked how they'll be traveling, if they'll be traveling this year. Almost all of them will be traveling. And not just traveling, but going to 6 different continents. We have a bunch of different countries and states and different things. People are traveling a lot and traveling far distances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, travel's up this year.
So some people say listening to podcasts, that's a big one. Catching up on podcasts is a big one. Talking to people, that's good. Sleep.
I don't usually talk to people on flights because I don't necessarily like to carry on a conversation, so I don't do it to other people.
I like people. I enjoy people. I enjoy interacting with people that I may never see again. I find that some of our most interesting conversations can happen there. I'm on a flight. Headphones are on. I'm keeping to myself. I keep my head down and keep to myself. If I'm traveling any other way, I'm completely different. But on a flight, I really like the experience.
Just to be anonymous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I just want to bop around. Just want to do my
thing. Honestly, the best time to have the conversation for me is when you're on the tarmac.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're waiting to get off the plane.
Yeah.
Then you have that little interaction, and it has an end time.
So doing puzzles, that's been a big one. A lot of people apparently have been bringing puzzles on planes. How they're doing that, and I have no idea.
On smartphones, I would guess.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're not bringing a traditional puzzle.
Actual puzzle.
I really do love the idea, though, of them bringing out an actual
puzzle. I've reserved all the seats in my row so that I can lay out my puzzle.
Get move your elbow.
Avoid the turbulence. Avoid the turbulence, please.
Yeah, I like that they're going up to the pilot. Could you not shake so much? Could you not?
You messed up all my blue pieces.
Listening to music, reading, watching TV and movies, a lot of the go-tos that you would think of. I'm not seeing a lot of fresh ideas here or anything, though.
No, what else do you do? And there's only so much you can bring, craft-wise, onto a plane. You could crochet, because a crochet hook is okay. If there's knitters, you're limited to, circular needles. You can't bring your traditional long needles because those can be considered a weapon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they're long and pointy and usually metal.
I wouldn't have thought of that, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, us crafters think of those things because that's what we like to do in our free time.
I don't see it on this list, but what about coloring? Like, you know, coloring books and stuff.
Coloring books, young adult. Yeah, would be okay. But again, the turbulence or the bumpiness would make that difficult.
I can't color in the lines. Darn it. Yeah. Give us your ideas, everybody. We'd love to hear from
puzzle
you.
Puzzle books are good, like a Sudoku book or crossword or, you know, things that.
That's cool. I think it's time, Melissa. I think it's time to give away a turkey.
Are we?
Yep.
Yay!
We're giving it away.
All right.
715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation and tell us your favorite turkey side dish. Your favorite turkey side dish. That's what we want. We want your favorite turkey side dish. Give it to us, and you get a free turkey from our friends at the West Grand IGA.
715-424-2600.
We got a call coming in. Good morning.
All right.
What's your favorite side dish?
Beans.
Beans. Oh, beans. Good choice.
For turkey. Okay. That's not one I would have picked.
I like it. I like it. Any particular way you like them, sir, or anything?
Well, the way you guys described them was mushrooms and...
Green beans. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Green bean hot dish. Perfect.
Can I get your first name?
My